next guest is the owner. Are you the top chef? Can I say top chef? The head chef?
Sure. Yeah, okay. If you want to call me that.
From the Chopping Block, it is Shelley Young. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I love when we mention the Chopping Block. We get text messages. Dave and I light up because we've been there and we've experienced it, and everybody loves it.
Yeah. Well, you know, food is a popular thing, you know, and you bring people together. We get to cook together and eat together and drink together. It's a lot of fun.
Did you grow up cooking?
I did. We, you know, I grew up as a homesteading, really. We, my family, we grew everything we ate and preserved everything. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I told my mother some years ago, I said, you know, Mom, you know, they call that homesteading. And she said, I just called it being poor because we didn't have any money. So
you're
that's
right.
Why we did it. Yeah.
So you just grew everything in the backyard.
We did. We had. We lived. My great grandparents lived on one side, and my grandparents lived on the other side. And one had beans, one had corn, one had this, one had chickens. You know, we made it work. So
wow.
Yeah, it was really neat.
So when did you start the Chopping Block?
We opened 22 years ago.
You're kidding! It's been that long.
I know. I barely look at 25. So
oh my God! Oh yeah, you look fantastic.
Thank
by
you.
The way,
I was digging for that.
Explain to people what the Chopping Block is.
We are a recreational cooking school. So what we do is we teach classes for the home cook. So generally, people who are not necessarily interested in becoming professional chefs, but we teach everything they teach in culinary school. So if you want to save yourself $30,000, you could take all the classes you want at our place too. But and then we do we sell cookware and retail, and we also do events. Like corporate events. That's the biggest part of our business, which most people don't realize.
I worked in the merchandise mart, and I came up through Kinsey, and I went up the escalator, and I walked past the Chopping Block all the time.
Yeah.
And every time I looked in there, people were having so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to take this class. I got to do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's great. Uh-huh. Dave, you took it. I mean, the experience is so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and even if you don't enjoy cooking, because we do get quite a few people that are there who are really not that interested, but, you know, we accommodate them. We put them in the, you know, get them a glass of wine, put them in the corner, and they have a lot of fun, too.
Right,
yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. That's the key, the wine and learning how to cook.
But, you know, I wasn't all that interested in cooking. I mean, I play around with the grill, but we went with my kids, my wife. It was a family event.
That's the thing.
And it got me actually more fired up about really learning how to cook.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we do, like, our private events in particularly, you know, you would get a lot of people there who may not be that interested in cooking, you could imagine. And I always tell our chefs and employees, I said, but that's your opportunity, you know, to get a hold of people for a minute. You might open up their eyes just a little bit, you know, to cooking. Because a lot of people think, oh, I don't really cook. And I say, well, I bet you do. It just, people don't think just because I cook once in a while that I'm not really a cook. Well, that's the definition of the cook is you cook something, you know. So really, most people have some aptitude, some interest in it.
Nowadays, kids are always on their phones, and one of the things that they're watching is cooking shows. I feel like the Food Network or everything's on YouTube nowadays, so they're mostly watching YouTube. But I have a 13-year-old, and he loves cooking.
Oh, yeah.
He loves watching cooking shows. He loves the competition shows, and he's into it, which is great. I mean, I grew up watching MTV. And sporting events. And he's growing up watching sporting events, but he's watching cooking shows and learning.
Oh, yeah. Well, we do kids' classes as well. We actually have one starting, I think starts today, a little brief camp.
But right.
We do
kids'
camps in the summertime, and we do, we're even, and those have always been relatively serious classes because the kids that come are pretty serious cooks. And now we are doing like teen boot camps and teen baking boot camps. These kids, they're very knowledgeable and excellent cooks, and the stuff that they put out is amazing. You know, they teach us a thing or two.
I feel like I need to send my wife over there for cooking boot camp.
Oh, the boot camp. Our boot camp is, we do an adult boot camp too. It's 5 days. It's really a transformative class.
Really?
It is.
What do you go through?
You know, it is really all the basic cooking techniques. We do that in 5 days. And, you know, I think people think, you know, there are a million cooking techniques, but the foundational cooking techniques we can teach you in a week.
Like what? Give me an example.
You know, so imagine like in sauces, for example.
Okay.
You know, there's 5 basic sauces. And all sauces are derived of those 5 sauces.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so like a white sauce, for example.
Dave, you're shaking your head like you knew that.
I mean, do you know this?
No. Did you know this? You did not know this. Okay, good.
They call them the mother sauces. Yeah, so we'll go through that. You know, proteins, for example, cooking meat. You know, there's just meat and vegetable is really the same technique.
So when I'm watching Chopped and they have to come up with a sauce, they just have five to choose from. So they can come up with something?
Well, I'm talking, okay, say there's a world of cuisine. So certainly, salsas and the variety of salsas, there's innumerable varieties of them. But they don't really involve a lot of technique.
Okay.
So when we're talking about things that stumble people, you know, if you can pull a recipe and you can just follow it simply, like the dip I'm going to make today,
it's, right.
The technique isn't particularly complicated.
Okay.
If you have the recipe, you could follow it. And then there are techniques which are more like, how do you cook a beef tenderloin? That's a technique. It's not a recipe as much as it's a technique. And those are where people get stopped.
Biggest problem with meat, people overcook it, don't they?
I think that they cook it either too high of a heat would be my number one issue for like beef in particularly. Like poultry is usually cooked at a high heat. Fish is cooked at a high heat. But meat is cooked at a lower heat. It's just cooked at a high heat for a very short period of time. When you cook a beef tenderloin and you roast that, you want to see that the color of it is the same from the outside to the inside. You don't want to see this brown ring around it and then it's red, bloody in the middle.
Right.
You want to see an even cooking throughout. And that's a technique you that we can teach you.
God, that sounds great now, beef tenderloin.
It sure does.
Is over-salting a common mistake?
No, under-salting.
Under-salting.
Under-salting, really? Yeah. I think in cooking, I always say there's a few things that take your food and elevate it from where it is, even if you're a good cook, to like over the top very quickly. And usually it's the salt and salting properly. Acid is something people usually don't even pay any attention to, but most food should have some kind of acidic component, or a meal should have some kind of acidic component to balance it, you know, lemon wine or vinegar of some kind, you know.
My grandma would always say, you can never have enough salt.
Yeah.
On anything.
If the fat, I general rule is the fattier something is, the more salt it requires. The lighter it is, the less salt it requires.
That makes sense.
The leaner it is.
What are you going to make for us today? You're making a dip, and we're going to post this recipe online.
Okay, great.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing a little simple dip here, something I could do in the studio. This is written to be done in a food processor. I didn't bring that with just because it's heavy.
You didn't want to carry it.
And I'm tired.
I get it. We're on the 18th floor.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
I'm with you.
But so I did the food processing part before I got here.
Got you. Okay.
But we've got there's one exotic ingredient in here, but the rest of it is things that you should be able to find.
Can you run through the ingredients real quick, and then we got to hit a commercial and we'll start mixing it?
We got fresh garlic, we've got roasted red peppers, sliced almonds, white beans, ground cumin, ground coriander.
What is coriander?
Coriander is a spice. It's the seed of a cilantro plant. Sometimes it's confused.
Can I get that at Jewel?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Harissa.
I dated her in college. We're talking about the same thing?
Okay.
All right, good.
Lemon juice, a little olive oil, parsley, salt, pepper.
So people on CLTV can see all of this. We're going to go into a commercial break, and you're going to mix it for us.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Shelley Young in studio. She's the owner and chef at Chopping Block. What's the website people can go to?
It's www.thechoppingblock.com.
Thechoppingblock.com. And we will post this recipe on WGNradio.com. All right, quick break, and we'll come back with Shelley on 720 WGN. WGN, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Steve will be back next week. In studio with us is Shelley Young, the owner and chef at The Chopping Block. You can go to thechoppingblock.com for all the information. And love taking the cooking classes. You're making a dip right now. People on CLTV are looking at you thinking, what does that actually look like? It looks... What is this called? You didn't even tell us.
It's called a harissa and red pepper dip.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you can make it, you know, call it something else if you want. You know? I mean, it can come up, you know, like Aunt Sally's dip or whatever.
I mean, you're just mixing it and you just look so happy. I mean, when people cook, sometimes they get frustrated and they get anxious.
Yeah. Well, you know, a few classes might help with that too, because, you know, when you don't, like, I get frustrated like that on the computer, you know, because I don't know what I'm doing. And, you know, when I understand some techniques, I feel more at ease and confident, you know, and that makes things a little bit easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we test it real quick?
Yeah.
We got about a minute.
Yeah.
And we got to go back into a commercial break.
I got some harissa, and this is what the Tunisian condiment that I'm adding to this that may not.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
It's also a red pepper paste.
It looked like you just put toothpaste in there.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a toothpaste tube, right?
I happen to have this little cute little tube of it, and you know how handy was that for this segment? But it is red pepper, cumin, coriander, and it varies depending on where it's from. It's originally from Tunisia.
Okay.
There you go, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
By the way, you're delightful. You're fun to have in.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, yeah. But you know what I did with this, which the recipe says serve it with some olives and crudité, which is, you know, veggies, you know, veggie.
Crudité is
right?
The fancy word for veggie.
Exactly. But, one thing I just like to mention, because I think the crudité or veggies
is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really fantastic.
Wow.
But think about doing a couple
really
different things. Here I roasted the carrot. You know, carrot sticks are fantastic, but here I just simply roasted them. I also took like the celery. I just cut things a little differently. The celery, I cut it in really long, thin strips.
It's you can make anything. It's all about the presentation,
isn't
it?
Yeah, yeah. You know, just shake it up a little bit.
You got to know how to plate it.
Yeah.
I love the kick, too.
Yeah,
wow,
this is
good.
This is really delicious.
Again, we'll post this recipe online at WGNradio.com. Go to thechoppingblock.com. Shelley Young, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
We'll have you back again soon.
All right, I hope so.
It's 720 WGN.